Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yongera katonde ngare zamanyi.
And God a mighty hand cloud.
Olwe chigambo cha tubulide.
For the word he has preached to us.
Okurabikanga tukolamu na ye.
That we walk together with him.
Gatuzimba.
As he edifies us.
Gatukolamu omulimu.
He does a work within us.
Gaina byamenya.
And there are things he break down.
Okubako byatereza.
That things he orders.
Mubulamu bwa faith.
In our lives.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Omanyibu abatu tuma.
You know when he sends us.
Yeremia sulisuka.
Jeremiah chapter 1.
Nure 10 n'okukira.
Verse 10 downwards.
Atuma okuzimbulula.
He says he sends us to tear down.
N'okusigu okulula.
And to uproot.
Awamu n'okuzimba.
Even to build.
N'okusimba.
And to plant.
Oba wali okegendereza.
You know if you analyze that. Yes.
Takula kochimu.
He does not do one thing.
Akora bibiri.
He does two things.
Bwazimba bwamenye bitali bishufu bora mu.
Tear down things not right in your life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Azimba.
He builds.
Nasimba.
He plants.
Nayingate alina okuzimbulula
n'okusimba. He has to tear down and uproot. Let's read that verse. Yes.
Natongereza ku ekyo kye tuwulidde.
As we add on that, the message we have heard.
Okuva eri musomesa Ibrahim.
Right from teacher Abraham.
Yes, you have been
your. Praise Jesus much.
Hey.
Yes. You understand very well. Yes. You might wonder, what is that? Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 10.
Lava, lero kutadewo kubo mkuru wa mawanga, lero wa matuale gaba kabaka, okusimbula, no kumenya, okuzikiriza, no kusula, okuzimba. No kusimba.
See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Yes. Those words, well, if you've heard them well. God cannot come, he's come build you be his house. The house of the Holy Spirit.
It's
not going to break down some things. Even to uproot.
But
it's not something comfortable where they are uprooting you. Yes. As they break you down. As they break down, remember they got attached on you in getting them off your life. It's a struggle to scratch them off your life. Yes. Contentions, you see, they're rising.
The
Lord tells you, leave this, you fight with the other. And you say, but what make me rebel against the Lord my God? Yet you forget the work is to build and to plant. Yes. Come in the work of building and planting. Even planting, you have to till that land. Already you are a house which is there. And there are things built in there which are not good. Those which are not right. Spots and the wrinkles. And the builder now has come. He said, I want it when it's new. And there are no corners within it. Now if you are a garden.
It may
be a garden which is bushy. And they have to plant there.
There are
trees of the thorns to cut down you have in your life. When they throw in the seed of the word, it will not grow. One of the pangal of the sword of the word. And he passed through.
It's
the sword of the word. And he begins to till that land.
Now,
nothing he prune off and it enjoys the experience. No.
naye oguba muti gulekaana mwa
even a tree makes some noise
ani yali atumye ko
kuzi to cut down a tree
emiti oruku
trees a firewood
iruka bakaba
make some noise there
kali katuna bakuwagagula ka malala
God when he gets pride from your life
tebisora kunyuma
na ye cannot be interesting
aba inoga
but he has to take it from your life
aba inoga twa
he has to take it
uchitege dawa
have you understood there
yes aba inoga twa
ramalala he has to take away the pride
aliyokazimbe burunji
and then he builds very well
sechigambe chiruuzi
so that what think about it
na ye ulinokolera wamuna ye
but you have to work together with him
ukukiriza gwe bakuwagagule ko
kali to accept
omulimu gugubere gwa kukiriza
your work is to believe and accept that they do that work in your life yes
sigwa kukaya na
not to content
kubane ne miti ejisalirwa obe bitoke
even trees they prune the bananas
nabyo bikiriza ne bisalirwa
them to accept that they prune them
nebiyo kabibalo ruva nyoma
and then they bear fruits more
era nebiyagala burundi
and they enjoy themselves well
so body no kukiriza
so you have to accept
omuzimbi asoka menyemenye byatayagala mbula mu
build up first break down what does not want in your life
azimbe burundi ekirunji
builds up well the good structure yes. If it is a garden and there is a bush in there, he has to come with a hoe where he finds trees of thorns and the rest like those. That word of building
as we
build the temple of God, there is a great work involved inside there.
It
cannot be just easy like that. It's
really
easily accepted. Every day we try to come. Yes. And we are built every day. Because at times, what they have just built, you break them down as soon as you leave here. And you feel that they are heavy upon your life. Yet you have to get strengthened. What is built to be built and to get perfected in your life. Praise Jesus much. So we are not going to take much time. I know we're still moving on. Study God's standard strategies
for
fulfilling His worldwide promised call.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we still move on with the sixth standard strategy of God. Yes. The strategy of harvesters of spirits. Get them from this earth to take them back to heaven. They work under the two God's heavenly governments on the earth. Yes.
But
those we've come seeing them. And we saw of God's heavenly government on this earth.
We
saw supposed to see things done in heaven and done on earth. And that the counsel of God who is in heaven is established on the earth. And we saw of the central government. God's government and the governments of the world. It has the responsibility to reconcile governments of the world.
With
God's government that in the church and to declare to governments of the world that God rules in their government 99%. Yes.
We
began on the 7 departments. Departments. 7 departments. 8 departments. There are 8.
Ebitongole munana
8 departments.
Ebya government yakuno muguru kunsi.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Etumenya chimu kuchu.
And we broke down one by one.
Paka ili kuchwa musanvu
to the 7th
department. Obechitongole cha abamalaika abatukufu.
Department of holy angels.
Mukanisa yakatonde tukufu
kunsi. In the holy church of God on the earth.
Yatulioka no tusome ebya abamalaika manana.
And then we started concerning angels.
Paka ili ku division omusanvu
up to the 7 divisions.
Eze yinja abamalaika musanvu.
Of 7 groups of angels.
Emirimu jabwe.
Their works.
Obonero bwabwe.
Their codes.
Nengeri jiba kulemira moyo omusanvu ejja katonde.
The way they are led by 7 spirits of God.
Netumalirize ebinja musanvu.
And we finished the 7 groups.
Netugeena tukutukatirize
and we went to emphasize
isonga emibara
the codes
emibara umusanfu,
the seven
courts,
or seven groups of angels. And the reason why we need to know those courts,
so
that we can discern between the holy angels of God and the fallen angels of Satan. Is it not that? We studied there many things. You wasn't here. We had finished to discern between the holy angels of God from the fallen angels of Satan. And we based in the Revelation 12, starting from verse 7 to enter verse
17.
Praise Jesus much. Now we had to go. We list afresh the seven courts of seven groups of angels. But as we were still there, and the Lord told us, when the Son of Man will come back, will he find faith on the earth? In that faith, so that we have to see that things unseen, we bring them to be seen.
Including
the seven groups of angels, those we are studying about.
So
that heading came at the right point. Yes.
Now,
we want to finish it before we leave. The seven courts of the seven groups of angels. Are we together? I've not deviated. Someone can say, also we are on the courts of angels. And right now, we are on track.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
want to move on to the second part. That when the Son of Man will come, shall he find faith on the earth? We were told that answer it's you to give it. That will he find you when you are in faith?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Today we are going to look most. Why did he ask of that face whether he will find it? He said in the last days, people will hear in the seven spirits. People will depart from the faith as they listen to the deceiving spirits and the doctrine of the demons. The reason takes away the rightful faith. Come from hearing deceiving spirits and the doctrine of demons. And before we reach there, according how we began yesterday, in Luke chapter 18, verse 8, we were asked, when the Son of Man will come back, will he find faith on the earth? Luke chapter 18, verse 8. And we asked much. Why? That question is there. And today,
we
see that religions are there. They speak about Jesus.
There are
formal beliefs there. They speak about Jesus. We see there is a salvation.
They
have to speak of Jesus. Yet we are asked, when the Son of Man will be coming back, will he find faith on the earth? That took us to move and understand that what is this faith? We went in Romans chapter 10 verse 17. And we were told that rightful faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That faith comes from hearing,
and
hearing by the word of God. We can't like that, we are told that not everything you hear, you enter in faith, that you are in the faith of God. No. Until you first heard the word of God,
yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
if it's not the word of God, that faith is not there. And when we are told
they
both have faith and it is dead, after refusing to attach an actions,
kubanga bwe twatunudde mu Yakobo essuula eri
ey'okubiri. When we reach in James chapter 2,
olunyo olwabiri mu omukaaga,
verse 26,
batugambye,
they told us,
nti nga omubiri bwe gubeera nga teguli mu mwoyo nga gufudde,
as the body without the spirit is dead,
nabwe kityo okukkiriza okutaliiko bikolwa,
so faith without works,
kubeera kufu,
it is dead.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus man.
Ngakitegeeza ati,
and it means what?
Nti bwabuuza mu Luka sura eye 18
in the Luke chapter 18 verse 8,
omwana w'omuntu bw'alidda,
when the son of man will come back,
alisingana okukkiriza mu
yesu, find faith on the earth,
nga n'okukkiriza okwo,
and that faith,
Barumi 10:17,
Romans 10 verse 17,
egamba nti kuva mu kuwulira,
say it come from hearing,
okuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda,
hearing by the word of God,
story,
not stories,
naye era kijja tuuka,
that still to reach,
ate kitiru nga waliwo abawulira okuva mu kigambo kya Katonda,
those who hear from the word of God,
naye nga si bakozi ba kigambo,
they don't do that work,
era kitiru okukkiriza kwabwe kubeere kufu,
till their faith will appear dead.
Omwana wa Katonda,
the son of God,
alemeredde ddala okusingana okukkiriza,
never finds their faith.
Abantu bangi abawulira ekigambo kya
Katonda, people hear the word of God,
era sitiiru,
and still,
babeera tebalina kukkiriza,
they have no faith.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga bwe tweyongedde okutegeera,
when we move to understand,
Barumi 10:10 yagambye,
Romans 10 verse 10 says,
era omuntu nga amazuulira,
after the person has heard
ekigambo kya Katonda,
the word of God,
akikkiriza na mutima gwe,
believe it with their heart,
n'akiteeka mu nkola,
and they put it in action,
nawe bw'obutuukirivu,
and they are given righteousness.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ndisingawe bw'obutuukirivu,
if you are given righteousness,
omwana wa Katonda,
the son of God,
abatagenda zikkiriza,
is not
bulamu obwe,
going to destroy their life,
kubanga bwe bw'obutuukirivu,
but when you're given righteousness,
kwegamba oba oziyiziza ensi ya Sodomu ne Gomora okubuna mu nsi
yonna. That is the world of Sodom and Gomorrah, spread the entire world.
Abasajja n'abasajja okwegadanga.
Men commit homosexuality.
Abakazi n'abakazi.
Women commit lesbianism.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga twawuliddeko.
Because we heard.
Nti eri mu Sodom.
That in Sodom.
Kusinira ku rubereberye sura eri 18.
Genesis chapter 18.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nti Katonda yagalayo oko. Obosomye okuva ku lwabiri mu omusanvu.
Read from verse 27.
Katonda yagala abatuukirivu.
God.
Ekitundu ennyo yamaliriza asabye.
We requested for only 10 righteous people there. Yet even 5 were not found.
What
caused that land be burnt with fire? And it means the son, man, when he will come back, may it find there are none among children of men
who
have to be changed, they'll be taken in heaven. But right now, they have to remain on the torments of this world. When the sun rains the fire on the earth, the stars are falling, and the suffering is much, and the world is melting, at the end, their spirits will brought a judgment,
they will
be cast in the lake of fire. But
there are
still people being sent like us, me and you,
we
still can hold this fire, faith on the earth, in revival, in restoration of all things. Are we together? Because that cause, Acts chapter 3, verse 20 to 21, that still will send Christ. He comes back to us, but it befitted him but first be taken to heaven until he will restore
Katonda byonna byeyogera bannabbi,
things of that God spoke in his prophets, who were there from the beginning, the Old and New Testament,
beyond
the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now because of that,
we
have to bring back the rightful faith, which come from hearing and hearing the word of God, and believe with all your heart, and you put in action, and you give in righteousness. Praise Jesus much. No more hear these persuasive words. When we heard in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse
4
and 5,
not
listen to words in human wisdom, those persuasive words, but in demonstrating the spirit and power, in the spirit of wisdom, that in the word, spirit of understanding, that in the word, spirit of counsel, which is in the word, spirit of mind, in the word of God, spirit of light of knowledge, come from the word of God, spirit bring fear of God, to hate evil, and to help many depart from evil. Praise Jesus much.
Nagamba,
and he said, lest your faith rest in the wisdom of man, but it will be in the wisdom of God. That's in the word. Because it's in the second Peter, chapter 2. And they told us, these people have words which thunder. Yet nothing like any meaning in them. Now we saw many things. There are the few been able to remind you of. I don't know whether you two remember them. Do you remember them? Let me see those who were able to remember them. And when we call you here, you can recap them. Just have recapped.
Yes, we
must praise Jesus much.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus much. You can't because you're just afraid. You can. That's why I want to advise you. When we live here, put down the book you wrote down. Begin to recap you by yourself.
Amen.
Did the Mugam be a
this and this? Whether you are in a
bathroom,
it's you watching me in the bathroom, you don't peep
at me.
Don't look at me, but I want to preach to you on what we learned. You see a hen or a goat there. Tell them, come, I preach to you.
What
we learned began from here. It's possible.
Within
you, the Spirit has written them. The more you don't mind them, move far into the inner man, and they reach totally finished from you. Praise Jesus much. But we want to move on with the second part. Because we were told, many are going to depart from the faith. But what caused them? Taking me to deceiving spirits and doctrines of the demons.
Now,
what caused us depart from faith? Hearing deceiving spirits and the doctrines of demons. And we depart from faith, come from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I heard God tell me, I heard a voice.
Yet,
don't check that voice. The scriptures, it falls where. So we want to see that what caused faith to finish. What caused the faith to finish that comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. Hearing the saving spirits and doctrines of the demons. Praise Jesus much. Let's begin as we go back to Timothy. Timothy chapter 4 verse 1.
Timoseo echisoka esura ya kuna olinyolisoka.
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 1.
Na yomo ya yogela lwatu nti munaku ezoluva nyuma walibawa abaliva mukukiriza.
Now, the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. Yes, there will be those to depart from faith. This faith, which comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God, and they decide to deceiving spirits and doctrines of the demons.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And people hear a spirit speak to them and they say, the Spirit is telling me. The thing is speaking with me. My father is one telling me. You know, they don't get shame to tell you. I, your father, who is in heaven, it's me speak with you.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much. Trouble is, not allow you to enter much in the Bible to analyze it. And
they
don't allow you to inquire from anyone that you can get revelation. They keep you in that way of hearing.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Mm-hmm.
We want to handle the first aspect,
mm-hmm,
that they will depart from faith as they hear deceiving spirits. The second, you depart from faith.
That's
the doctrines of demons.
Now the doctrines,
demons still we shall handle it by itself. These are two things here.
Sure.
The first, they will depart from faith as they take heed to deceitful spirits. The second, they will depart from faith when they hear deceiving spirits. Doctrine of demons. Yes. Now we want to handle that what takes us from faith, which come from hearing and hearing by the word of God, hearing deceiving spirits, demons, the fallen angels, heavens, those we just read above.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we go back to Romans, Romans chapter 10, verse 17, we are told like this on the rightful faith. Romans chapter 10, verse 17.
Kale okukiriza kuva mu kuwulira, n'okuwulira mu kigambo kya Katonda.
So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yes. The rightful faith, it comes from hearing,
and
hearing by the word of God.
But 1
Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, he has said, there will be those to depart from this faith, come from hearing, and hearing by the word of God, as they listen to deceitful spirits. And these people, they become spiritual, as they say. Yes. And they say, they are in spirits. And they say, the Father is speaking with me. My Jesus is telling me. My Holy Spirit is telling me. But remember one thing. In this world, there are many kinds of voicings. But none of the voice is there and it has not a meaning. But because there are these many spirits which speak, we need to know that voice is of who? Is in the word. Where in the scriptures?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He tells us 1 Corinthians chapter 14. In the world there are many kinds of voicings. If you are deceiving spirits, those many voices like that, how do you understand that now? That is our Father. That is the Son. That is the Holy Spirit telling me. That spirit speak. There are many of them. Very many. How can you handle that?
And
many people, they began religions, they began different beliefs, those began full salvation in the ministry there. Yet they say, the Lord told me, the Lord sent me, I heard this voice. Yet the Spirit warns the Holy Spirit, I'm in the world speak as the Holy Spirit. People will depart from the faith, come from hearing, hearing the word of God, as they hear the saving spirits. The
business
of hearing the saving spirits, many kinds of spirits, the fallen angels, many of them, when the minister is there, what is people going to do about that? What are you to do about that? Let's read from verse 10 we see.
Akolinso ekisoke sura ya 14.
1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 10.
Mpozi waliwo munsi engeri ya malobozi bwegati. So si wali engeri eterina makulu.
There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without meaning. Yes. In the world, there are many kinds of voices there.
Na ye.
But all must be bringing understanding. We want understanding out of them. But
do
you know what demons do? If you had deceiving spirits,
they
don't give you a time to analyze anything. They are on you, searing you like an iron. And there are even people
amakanisa
who have that they call churches and others. They say they are on the prayer mountains. But that they are gods which come down on their heads. Yes. I wonder. I am Jesus. I have come. I died for you. As they are there. And the father is on the head of another person.
Oh,
I'm your father. I give out my son. As they are there. I am the Holy Spirit. I
led
the children of God. As another come with the wings, fly. I am the angel of the Lord. How do you say? Now you've not seen much madness. But madness is out there. Others. They speak with them in the dreams. In the visions. In the trance. Others have urims of demons. They hear voices speak to them. But the target is to cause them get out of the rightful faith which come from hearing and hearing by the word of God. Praise Jesus, man. And they put the pressure upon you.
No,
don't analyze you. Quickly go and do what we've told you. Back to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 1 and 2. He says like this.
1
Timothy chapter 4 verse 1.
Na yomo ya yogera lwatu nti. Munakwe zoru vanyuma. Walibawa abaliva mukukiriza.
Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. Verse
2.
Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Yes.
It
sears them like a hot iron. When they have reached that level, the saving spirits, the fallen angels, appear as demons of clans. After they appear as gods, they move from a level make you dream, which envisions you, that transfigures you into a trance.
Dreams,
the voices you hear, and they begin to come on the heads of the humans. You have to speak it.
I, the
Lord. Have you ever seen such things? And your
faith,
you cannot restrain it. Let me give you a secret. The Spirit of God, if he's the one with your life, he cannot force you. The Bible says the spirit of prophecy is controlled by the prophet. He cannot tell you,
you can
speak it out. I am your father. He cannot do that. I first ask him, you, sir, you tell me, speak what? You the father? Come on the heads, possess us.
Wanji?
Are we together? No, when
is
in the first Corinthians 14. He says the spirit of prophecy is controlled by the prophet. You cannot tell me the spirit is overtaking me.
Lord,
he's been telling me to speak it out. What is that? You don't play on us. Church has problems. Let's read verse 32.
1
Corinthians chapter 14 verse
32.
And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. Yes. The spirit of prophecy,
this
indeed is the spirit of God. He is controlled by the prophets.
era basobola omubuuza ekyo kibunga tuŋŋamba
okwogerakyawandiikibwawa
kigenda
kukyogera
naye
haleluya
mbadde sobola kizibuolimba omwoyo kakati abantu balina obuzibu
big problems
abantu abawulira emyoyo
egikyami
kubanga akugambye
otemisa
ekisooka
nnyaabantu
bava mu
kukkiriaolutegedde
nti kuva mukuwulirekigambo
kyabawulira
emyoyo
egikyamiekanyomero
ketulike
nnyo
naye nga bawulira emyoyo gino
egikyamiakugambye
mbakolisa
ekisookaolwekkumimu
nsi mulimu amaloboozi
mangi naye
galina okuba nga galeeta
okutegeera
naye akaseera katuuka
nga
mutuufu tewa kyali kugumiikiriza
emyoyo
nga
tegikuganyaonoonya
kutegeera biki byebyogerebwa nga gukulibubi era
tuwuliddetuzeeyo
katono omutemisa ekisooka yakuna
nyolusooka
nitulingira
olwokubiriolwokukigamba
nga bookebwa n'emyoyo gyabwe nga
n'ekyuma I have to speak it.
It is Yesu.
It is me, Jesus.
Ntuse.
I have arrived.
Because
these days,
before
we are not in the Old Testament,
I would have
slapped someone.
Yesu.
Jesus.
Yatuma domoyo ayogere mu
the spirit speak within us.
Cheki muleta kati kubanga awara mpembe.
Brings him on the heads of the living this time.
Tichibanga kumba nabbi.
Never be there on any prophet. Never the apostles.
Don't look possessing
the God possess a head of a human being.
Wanji,
are we together?
Era tekibangako mukatonda okunyigiriza n'okufoosinga omuntu
ayogera
olaba bw'oyogera ebitasaanawo waakiri
omumwaguzibaomanyi
ezekeri
baamutumanga
kati ng'anyiiga ng'abantu bakkiriza
n'abavuma
ngayogere katonda yamuzibanga
omumwogo
n'amulinda ali nga kati bw'amala okwogera
byamugambyeng'amuziba
kwogera bigenda
mumusuwaza
yanyiiganga nga
tebalokoka
kubanga baali bamutwala ng'oluyimba
olunyuma
nga bajja bawulira
ne batateeka
mu nkola ng'abaana bavuma bisirummwe tumbaavu temwagala kuwulira kigambo kya
katonda
simanyi mwamantaalira
wa
yesu
yebazibwenaye
nga bw'akugambye
mubakolisa
ekisooka esuleeyo
ekyo
kyava
kukiwaliwo
akavuyo akabeerango ngaemyoyo emibi egikyamye abantu nga
bagiwulirdnegiva
ne ku leve ey'okuba nga
bagiwulirandiko
linnya
emitwebuli omu
ayimukanayogeiso
kitamwe
nawaayo omwana
wa to die for you.
Mwana mufukamire munsi.
All bow down to worship me. Yes.
Baba chali on
tafa chali. The father speaking.
No mwana.
Even the son.
Hey.
Yes.
Nzo mwana.
I am the son.
Yes,
Jesus Christ.
Nabafira ku musala.
I died for you on the cross.
Tata basonywe.
Father forgive me.
Tata basonywe.
Father forgive me.
Those
fools.
omwoyo
omutukuvuomwanabasonyiweanti
nze mwegayirizi
wabwe
abasabirawo nga
bweyetaagabibeera
biyaye
webituka
kati neyo leve eba
erinyaate
olwo nga tuvudde
ey'okuwulira
amaloboozi nga tuvudde mu yebirooto
battle of dreams
tuvudde mu byokwolesebwa
battle of visions
n'okukyusibwa kati nga bali nnyamitwe
risen levels they possess heads
akavuyo kano kaliwo
this confusion was there
boda yoko katona nyiriringa biri waguru
go back like two verses above
mu bakolise kisoka esure no eye 10
in the first Corinthians chapter 14
bakolise kisoka esura ya 14 olunyiriri olwe 10 olwabiri mu mwenda
First Corinthians chapter 14 verse 29
Neba nabbi bogerenga babiri obaba satu nabalala balamulenga
Let the prophet speak two or three and let the others judge
Olunyolwa satu
verse 30
Nayo mulala tuddebwa abikulirwanga eyasose asirikenga
If anything be revealed to another that sits by let the first hold his peace
Olwasa tumulumu
verse 31
Kubanga mwena muinzo kubulira chinomu bonaba igenga erabo naba sanyusibwenga
For you may all prophesy one by one that all may learn and all may be comforted
Olwasa tumwebili
verse 42
Nemyejabanabbe gifugibwa abanabbi
And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets
Olwasa tumwesatu
verse 33
Kubanga katonda siwa simutandisi wakavuyo naye muamirembe mukanisa zonna ezabatukuvu
For God is not the author of confusion but of peace as in all churches of the holy ones
We wow
yes
yega bogere babiri
wabashe speak to authority
nabu tulabali
as you see us today
mulira mu Luganda
I preach in Luganda
musoma navunwa mu Luzungu
Pastor preach English
musoma Bible nasoma
Bible reader reads
Yes yebazi
praise Jesus much
Era singa obera wabikuridwe
If there's one revealed in the congregation
Wabayogira
If they speak I keep silent
Muvunu zinamuvunu
The preacher interprets him
No wa Bible naamusomera
The Bible reader read for them
Which do we chabe
That is how it was
Era
how it's meant to be
Era bibareta
It what they brought
Yonabi alinga byakuyigiriza nakusanyusa
They were to teaching
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
Wangu moyo wobu nabii.
The spirit of prophecy is controlled by the prophet.
Sikubanga achayogera.
Not I'm speaking.
Aregwa osituka.
And stand up.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Ekama.
Aliganda.
Banange. No mla nasukeli.
Another stand up.
Amen.
Amen.
Mla nasukeli.
Another stand up.
Where
amen.
Kare kanisa
now charge
yatuka ne wambibwa
enyojine taken over by this
chamia
this seven spirits
banja bajulide
many have heard them
banji bajirose
many have dreamt them
yatuka isaka tinjiri nyamitu
a point came on their heads
nejefura katonda
and appeared as God
Yesu yabazi
praise Jesus much
bali bali batuseko mbifefana gana
bwe praises like those You've reached to places like such.
Aya muri banje.
You many. Yes, you must praise Jesus.
Amen.
Tabu ya manye yo.
It's a very big problem.
Aba ulire miwe jikola
ji deceiving spirits.
No kuigiza kwa
masitani. And the doctrines of demons.
Wamu dakanyumero kwa nako kulire miwe
jikabe. But as people hearing deceiving spirits.
Kagenda wala
nyu. It goes very far.
Eranga bwe nakugambi
and as I told you
bakolise chisoke sule 10 nyonyo 10
Corinthians 14 verse 10
tulino kunonyo kutegera mu maroboshi
understanding his voicings
kuranta inza kubanga tadde kubunke
God cannot put on some tension
babwe nsomyo nyirungambi
I've read the verse
so that is
not the author of confusion
njagala kulaba
I want to see
nyongambi bili bitia
told me how are they
njagala bitegera
I want to understand them
why you
force me the spirit is
ndo changa na ichuma
hearing me like what I am speak them now
Abanga yerabide
as if he's forgotten
Daniel yatudde mukama watis
who has sat in the castle of God's walls
nabi marking
and he marked them
nabi yetegereza
and they analyzed them
yes shakala katonda atakalole wabaye yerabide na yaba
God forgets then he's failed us
kubanga bwesoma Jeremiah
when I read Jeremiah
Jeremiah abiri musa
Jeremiah 23:18 verse 18
katonda yagala nyono tula watis
God wants to sit in the castle of his walls
yagala nyono obiyetegereza
wants to perceive them And this spirit is forcing you, rushing you.
Not give
you time. Remain in the faith. Come from hearing. Hearing the word of God.
There are
stories it's brought. Let's read. We see.
Jeremiah esura ya 23:18.
Jeremiah chapter 23:18.
Kubanga ani ali atudde mukama watesezza ebigambo ategere awulire ekigambo kye ani eyali yetegereze ekigambo kye n'akiwulira.
For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his word, and who has marked his word and heard it? Yes. Who sat in the council of God's words? People who do sit in council are like this. I've been saying, let's travel to America on foot.
But
now, when shall we reach?
Say,
let's go. Now we are no more in reasoning together. That is not concern anymore. But God.
Hey,
that's why I love God so much. The living God created the heaven and earth. The Father above all the heavens. What Jesus Christ and his Holy Spirit.
So
they reason to sit in
concern.
But the Spirit is forcing you to speak it. I've not understood it. Wait. Go, you speak it. You say you wait.
For
if you have God, you have forgotten.
You
say to Romans 3:18. Who sat in your counsel?
It is
counsel. You don't want me to reason with you? Counsel.
And
I understand, Mark.
I
perceive your word.
I
understand it very well.
I have
to proclaim it to others. Now it does not allow me to have that understanding. Don't you see? Because when I read Jeremiah 23:22,
tells
me, must have understood it and then proclaim it to others. Allow me to rush like that. That I've had a voice. That I've dreamed.
What is a chiroto?
What is a dream?
Wanji,
are we together?
Katulabi.
Let us see.
Jeremiah esura ya 23, olunyo lwa 22.
Jeremiah chapter 23:22.
Na esinga batula mukutesa kwange, kale bandi uliza abantu bange ebigambo byange. Era bandi bachusiza okuleke kubo lyabwe bi.
But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Yes. God wants you to be counsel. We sit in the counsel of his words. You understand his words. You proclaim them to others. And you cause them to live their evil way. And their evil works. Reach where the spirits are. People hear these spirits. And there are evil acts there. As if they are into a den of evil. Man. God takes counsel. Isaiah 1:18. He said, come, we reason together.
Which
we no more can reason together. I feel I'm being pressed. I've had a voice. You have to speak it out. That's why there are some people out there. And they say, I feel like crying like a pussy. And they start out. That's what they felt.
Kumbe,
yes,
zimu,
demons.
Ziba mjimu wade kodi, oruka
wa nyao wana jini na mubana. And they entered it, people.
Ugeza anga no vikura
wana. You dare do that here.
Church
was consumed by evil spirits. The fallen angels we started over above. And we
stand
between all angels of God. The fallen angels of Satan.
era batawanyize
so kamara trouble the world.
Abantu baliwo kuulira,
people are there just to hear.
Omanyi kyava ddanga kizibu kya
manyi came from before a great problem.
Okuulira n'otegeera ddala kye kyogedde,
understand what is spoken.
Mu Yokane sura ya 12,
in John chapter 12, there was a confusion like this. A voice spoke and it's of the Father. But it was hard to discern and understand it. People say, angel of God has spoken. And the trouble came there. Even to hear voices out that you think. Needs understand the voices of who? Come back in the Bible, ask. Has ever spoken where like that? Have you seen that?
Tetu papa.
We do not rush. Because you want to hear.
Apostle,
we should not hear. We have to hear God speak. God like that, we shall not listen to him. Let's read verse 28.
Yokane sura ya 12 olunyo lwa 28.
John chapter 12 verse 28.
Chitange. Gulumiza erinya lyo, awe eddoboozi ne liva mu ggulu nti nnaakugulumiza era ndi kugulumiza nate.
Father, glorify your name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again.
Olunyo lwa 29.
Awe
ekibiina ekyali kiyimiriddewo bwe kyawulira ne kigamba nti kubadde kubwatuka, abalala ne bagamba nti malaika ayogedde.
The people there afford that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said an angel spoke to him.
Hey,
yes.
Abagamba.
They said.
Huh?
No.
The voice is,
voices come.
It
is thundered. It has been a thunder. Others said an angel has spoken to him. These ones had a problem. That you heard out there. Hearing various kind of voicings.
It's
one sitting there. I have my spirit. Every time like this we
speak.
What do you speak? Why do you speak in that specific hour and time? Because God is of times and seasons. These ones got them out there, no more in that communication. Many people even sit here very well.
The one
in the Bible will read it. I'm going to inquire from the Father whether what he taught was right.
Yet
they are read in the Bible. They departed from faith. Come from hearing. And hearing the word of God. That they have their Father and they meet inquire from him. I will inquire from my God. I heard the apostle preaching.
He
said that we hear a lot, we hear much in spirit. Father, I hear spirits a lot. Is it not you yourself? What will it answer you? Still they are seated here.
We
read every scripture, they hear it. They departed from faith, they hear deceiving spirits. People have things trouble them.
Pastor
Richard Tam God told them, write down the tablets, climb on the table, you raise it to the people, message, you pass it to them. And give them a scripture he has stolen. Write on the tablet your vision. And you stand there on the street that you are on the work of Jesus.
He
gave you mouth for what? What don't you use that mouth? When he wrote his
name,
go write tablets that the kingdom of heaven has drawn
here.
Or he say, go speaking. Another is put in the middle of the road. Tell them have your pulpit there.
They
say put a side mirror on it.
Katuti kali mu rugudo.
The market is the middle of the road.
Mwezo deni zesibera.
In the lens within dividing the roads.
Kuliko side mirror.
There's a side mirror here.
Ena abulira.
He's preaching.
Yamaliriza gudde dalu.
In the bed is fallen mat.
Kati ali mu bigoye goye bichafu.
Now he's in rugs.
On the
table road.
Do you
still see him there? He fell mad. He's in rocks now. Another person in the city. And the demons told him.
Run
as he shouts, telling people the end is come. As we are in the city. And the past running. The end is there. And people look behind, where is it? It comes from behind. They don't see it. After I went around Freedom City, City Square,
he's
there. He's that same way he has
the stockings.
And the stockings. He's put the trouser into the stockings.
He's
just dancing. Others they pass through as they are dancing. And they
have
tied those ropes upon themselves. And they are dancing. Now that too hard, a voice commanding do that. Others they walk shaking heads as they pray. Then too they heard voice. And they shame Jesus. They all do that in the name of Jesus. Others
they
told them three words.
Me.
Seke.
Seke.
Bo. Bo. Church. No. Another raise up in the night. They're in the bathroom.
They're
in the lavatory. They told them prayers will be heard when you are in the bathroom.
They
don't seek for the word of God, which goes beyond 1-2 verses. Praise Jesus much. Nothing you've heard there.
In
the John chapter 12, 28-29, a voice has spoken. Others say it's a thunder. Others say an angel has spoken. The truth they had heard what? This was another big problem. There's no angel, there's no resurrection.
In the Lord's seat,
an angel is there, the spirit is there,
but
they don't know that they are evil spirits. Yes. They believe the spirit is there, even angels are there.
Yet,
they don't understand that they are also fallen angels. Just as generations we are into, that in hearing,
those who believe
the Holy Spirit is there and he speaks.
Others,
angels, they speak.
But
they don't know that they are also fallen angels. Trouble has come. I want to hear a voice.
God,
begin for me a powerful church on Entebbe Road. And it's 10,000 seater. The church sits. For the church, it is we.
Now,
the church which seats people. Men. All those they heard. Never heard God has told him.
You
go pray with all people. Whether sorcerers. Whether of all religions. You all come.
For
God, Proverbs 29, Proverbs 28, verse 18. Yes. Verse 8. God does not hear prayers of the sinners. Except let's go preach to all people the gospel. But we cannot pray with all people.
Do
not be hasty to lay hands on people. And he said, the Lord told him, and that took brings a congregation of people. And he puts them down there. Yet he has demons that he holds. Read me Proverbs, we see. Proverbs chapter 28, verse
9.
He that turns away his ears from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination. Yes. Proverbs 28, verse 9. He who does not keep the commands of God, their prayers are abomination to God. Now that man you know, he said, the Lord called me to pray with all people. Yet, the Lord who called him, called him to steal from all people. For he knows,
Sosalas
will tithe, the Catholics, the Adventists, all religions there, they have come, even they're born again. Hey, it's these fraudsters. check in the word of God. Go and say the prayers of those who don't keep the law are abomination to him. Yes. How can it speak to someone that call all people and pray with them, all just as they are? And say to Jeremiah,
that
some of those do not pray for them. For I'm not hearing those prayers.
Man,
I don't want to go much in that, but I want to show you one thing, that many people who departed from faith, the rightful faith, which come from hearing and hearing by the word of God, to put it in action, to be given righteousness of God, that you can inherit kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus, man. And the world is full of perversions. Praise Jesus. But as I have told you, that the seasons of the ark, chapter 23, they came back for us. They came back.
Many
people believe there is a resurrection. There are angels. There is the spirit. Angels spoke with him.
But
they don't discern which angel, the fallen or the rightful one.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. That journey is a long journey. Let's read verse 8. Acts chapter
23,
verse
8.
For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, neither angel nor spirit, but the Pharisees confess both. Yes. Now some were believing there is resurrection, there are angels, there are even spirits there. But no, the trouble is much there. Sure. That is the same confusion and havoc. We believe there is resurrection on all of us, even Catholics, Protestants, Adventists. We all give religions there to salvation. Some believe angels are there. They rested. They say they are spirits. Yes, this is spirit is there. Now to know that there are evil spirits, the fallen angels. That's where the problem is. And the fight is like this. When the situation is like that, let's read we here. Acts chapter 23, verse 9. And there arose a great cry, and the scribes that were of the Pharisees' party arose and contended, saying, we find no evil in this man, But if a spirit or an angel has spoken to him, let us not fight against God. Listen, friends. What are we going to do? We don't know. Maybe an angel spoke with him. Whether a spirit may be contending with God. What are we to do to discern this? Now church already got that problem. As we study discerning between the spirit of God and his works of righteousness and the spirit of Satan and his works of unrighteousness, where we shall bring you these details in the department of the church, in God's heavenly government on the earth, the fullness of those, we study them there. But now a time came. A spirit. Perhaps the spirit. We don't know it. But English is spirit. Perhaps the spirit there. But what spirit speak with him? Perhaps it's an angel. Perhaps it is even God.
Huh?
Brethren, have you ever heard things speak with you? And you ask yourself, might be the spirit of the Lord or an angel or God himself. Now this still caused us to knowing the speech of God. The speech of God the Father, the speech of God the Word, the one we know as the Son Jesus Christ, and the speech of God the Holy Spirit, and the speech of angels in all creations. That is a topic there. Others went to say, why do I mind the speech of God? I say you. Speech of God, we have to understand it. We discern it from the rest.
For
many speak.
Have to
be able to discern out the speech of God. God cannot speak things like that. I read in John chapter 8.
Yes.
43.
Yes.
He says like this. John chapter 8, verse 43.
Chiche chibalobodde okutegera enjogera yange. Kubanga temuyinza kuulira kigambo kyange.
Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Yes. That the speech of God, where you fail to understand it, when you do not have his word. Yet, because faith comes from hearing, hearing the word of God, anytime the word of God is in you, no matter demons speak, you discern that is a demon. Or you dream of demons, you just get cast away. Because we remained and held on the rightful faith. Faith towards God. Come from hearing. And hearing the word of God. And it has room in you. Understand the speech of God. It does not go beyond the Bible. Not come and speak to me that Jesus, that is shining. He tells me, I want you to build me a church. It's a 40,000 seater. I first tell him, Jesus, when you died for us, Matthew 24, you say it, no stone will remain on another. I read in Ephesians, your Apostle Paul, he wrote in Ephesians 5:22-31, you come back for the church, which has not a spot nor wrinkle. That church, you died for it. Now you died building on Jesus. I know that is not his speech.
Yet
those who heard these things are many.
The entire world,
most of the foundation of hearing deceiving spirits. How God said he's not giving you words? And begin to go in the room, that's your room. You begin to roof for what am I going to preach? I'm looking for the gospel. And God sent you in that state. Disciples spent 3.5 years with them. He first made them disciples. And then he sent them. And he sent them to make others disciples. Now you are trying to survive that you began a ministry. You hear deceiving spirits. Some have deceived you. Men who are not right. You are a child of God. That Muslim is your husband, you will change him. And you struggle and they don't end speak with you. You ask them, Father, why don't you change this person for the work of changing is yours? He's not mine. Me, I saw the word and watches, but I don't cause it to grow. Growth is yours. Even changing is yours.
Say,
after we have turned and we repent. Many of
them
are ready to do things not right. Praise Jesus much. Have you ever heard of voices? You speak with the brethren. Tell them. I've never had a voice, but I knocked.
Ish.
You had your dream.
What about it?
You saw what? That journey is long. It goes far. But in the first John chapter 4, verse 1, it tells us these words: discerning the spirit of truth and the deceiving spirit. First John chapter 4, from verse 1.
Abagalwa, temukirizanga buli mwoyo, naye mukemenga emyoyo, obanga javeri katonda.
Beloved, believe not every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Yes. We don't believe any spirit. Man.
We
have to test, see whether they come from God. What spirits come from God? We have the Holy Spirit. We have also angels, the spirits sent unto us. In the
midst,
we have fallen angels. And we test them. It does not give you space that you test it. Who do you test? That I'm testing you? Wait. What are you telling me? Where is it written? You don't move as you hear things. And you say, fine. You move, explain me. No, they speak. Me too, they speak with me. I say, fine. You explain. Don't rush. Calm down.
Mean.
This is spirit from God. Why rush? Why rush? Go tell him I've refused. You think I would have stood up to this time?
May
I have hardness of heart of the word of God? I first question you. Give me scriptures. First explain them. You come with the spirit of wisdom, of understanding, of counsel. Now explain me the wisdom I see. For it is in the word alone.
If
you come in understanding, give me 50 verses.
Be
that stubbornness. You think I would have stood up to today? Voices. They say the spirits. We have not to believe in the spirits. We have to give them tests. If someone says Gezesa, you sit them down. Sit down here. I am bringing questions. 50 questions. If you feel them, you are rightful.
So
how they tested us at school? I bring exercise again. Yes.
Exam.
And I finish the test.
No way
they give us tests. They give us exams also. Yes. Yes.
So
here I said they have told me to test them.
But
I've 2 Corinthians. 13:5. Examine yourself.
Whether you are in faith.
I want to prove you two came in. After I bring examinations. That's why when you come to me, the Lord has sent you to minister together. I cannot refuse. But which God? I cannot.
But
I have to know which God. If I know the other God, I know he had a deal he had brought. I have to handle your wisdom, get you out of his way of the God who has brought you. I put you in the way of God who created you. The good thing, wisdom in the word is there, even understanding, which you cannot argue against. Can you? The one who has sent you, I know him. If it is foolishness, he has pride. This is not pride. This is discernment.
Street
of truth and one not of truth.
You
repeat this first John we see.
First
John chapter 4 verse 1.
Abagalwa temukiriza ngabuli mwoyo naye mukemenge emyoyo obanga jiva eri Katonda.
Beloved, believe not every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Yes.
Many
come with them and they have sent them. They hear them. Yes. Many. But the voices they hear, they are of demons, the fallen angels, evil spirits, servants of Lucifer. Many have come. The Lord says, but there is a generation God is arising.
And
not to play on it. God sent you what you found him where.
There are
those who say, I train people to be big headed, not too humble towards pastors, submit to them. But we need to have hardness of heart towards the lies, and the hardness is big enough in the head. For it saves life. Another aspect is here. That every spirit which speaks. Let's read the first two. First John chapter 4, verse 2.
Mutegererenga kuchino omoyo gwa Katonda. Buli moyo gwa tulanga Yesu Kristo yajja mu mubiri nga guvudde eri Katonda.
By this you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God.
Olunyolokusatu.
Verse 3.
Na buli moyo gutayatula Yesu nga teguvudde eri Katonda. Era ogwo gwe moyo gw'omulabe wa Kristo gwe muwulira nga gujja era kakano gumaze okuba mu nsi.
And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, of which you have heard that it should come, and even now, already is it in the world. There is a trickery there, a small one. In the first two chapter 4, the verse 2 and 3, every spirit confessed that Jesus came in the flesh. It's come from God. But that we never confess that Jesus came in the flesh. It's the spirit of the Antichrist. And it's in the world. Acts 16, verse 16 comes in. Yes. Up to 20. And they found a girl with demon divinating. It says, those are servants of the Most High God who preach the way of salvation. Jesus. Yes. Acts 16, verse 16. Up to 20. Not just confess Jesus came in the flesh. But when he came in the flesh, he came with what? He came with what? John 1, verse 14. He came with truth. Tell us the truth. Don't play on us because you've confessed Jesus came in the flesh. When he came in the flesh, he came with what?
He
came in the flesh is a riddle. When he came in the flesh, he came with what? The devils.
Now
I'm arising. What are you going to do? You thought I am alone. These two have realized and understood you. Let's first read the Acts.
We
connect, then you see.
Acts chapter
16, verse 16.
Omuwala aliko daimoni alagula natusanga.
And it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain maid possessed with the spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much gain by so saying. Verse
17.
The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are servants of the Most High God, who show us the way of salvation. Yes. The demon divinating. It says, those are servants of the Most High God who preach the way of salvation. Because
what
they call the way of salvation is the name of Jesus. It alone is salvation. And confessed Jesus a demon. Confessed the Most High God.
It
also confessed Jesus the way of salvation. And they say, apostles were said, Lord, the Holy Spirit moved ahead of us. Praise him, the Lord. He moved ahead of us. Yet a demon. Where problem was, they
are
the acts which followed. It was making money. It's on money.
Money,
and at the place where they pray from, like at the prayer mountain in Uganda,
there are
demons up there on the mountain. They come to the names of people.
Yes.
I, Jesus. Are there those who have been there before? You have ever been there? Man. Someone is afraid to lift their hand.
What are you?
You were there.
Daimon is saying, "You get a katunda ariwa."
Demons speak of God Most High. Even Jesus' way of salvation. That one is a senior demon. Man,
ngates what a
thief! He's not afraid. Now if you read here, 1 John chapter 4, verse 2 and
bwe yatula nti
Yesu yajja mu biri
gwe mwoyo
oguvudde eri Katonda
ogutatula nti Yesu
yajja mu biri
gwe mwoyo
ogwayigana Kristo
era olwedde guli mu
nsi
wali yeezigume nnyo ziri mu bakakande
ekumebeera ku mugwe gwe
Niyogera
and it speaks
Jesus of Nazareth.
Yes, of Nazareth.
Ngeri kumutwe.
It's on the head.
When he moved.
What ya tambula?
There was miracles.
Wali we byama.
And now.
Ela kakano.
He's moving.
Atambula.
Ebikorwa.
No God. Do you wonder? Jesus moved like that?
Gari what was it zilinga zo zikagabe
those and their senior demons
zikora sende
they make money
zilimba sumba bange Uganda
pastors they in Uganda in the entire world
umunyo zogereri nyere
ya Yesu Paul speak name of Jesus
zamalirira
they got determined courageous and strong
rumira moyo
these are terrorists suicide bombers
erogeno tuka makanisa
ako rich in those churches
ngabali musete
and they are in money
nayo kulaguranga kuli
wa divination is there prayers which are not clear
wali aba mfujama
rusa those pits of ivory
sala
prayer
what woman
another everyone in their style
na yese no
but this world
wabula de kanisa nayo bana
but the church too
chitiride
it is too much
omla singa ba musibi
ayes
ba mugambe sibe chini
they told tie yourself with the
Jesus Jesus Jesus
no gana I say you
Yesu yaita abako ina
abato
alipo ya mana abatike
mbuguemera luggage on them which are too much like that
omulokole naberange
mbuga
erwala olukuku
a dog sick of that skin disease
Yuko kanisa nawe
church
Tobuza ko chawandikibwa
wechokora that you do where it was it written
era chine byandu kwa mike bichikakasa
how many scriptures proving it
Omulalo musanga yeri
pia on the top of the tree in the branches
bali nyi mchisenge cha waguru
that they climbed in the upper room
mbuje ba mugambe
that's what they told them upper room on tree branches
ari yari arangira mukama
is that speaking
bana mabere watonda ko gacho
press you greater than one even this parts
Why don't
you give me a man?
Yokabana bakatunga ne musanze byokola mukubu
bana. Demons on the way.
Ekubo lyo buloko
sibi. The way of salvation is not being easy.
Nayenga bwakugambi.
But as is told you.
Ni mubadoka nene soka.
In the first John.
Sura ya kuna.
Chapter 4.
Olinyoro kubi na
verse 2 and 3.
Zisiku watu labu watu.
Not just to confess.
Yesu yaje mubiri.
Jesus came in the flesh.
Kubanga tulide bikatume sura 10 mukaka
kuna. Acts 16 verse 16 and 17.
Daimoni ezilagura we mashabira
yenyewe. By name the place where we pray from.
Jogera jili kumutwe.
Speak around the head.
Well.
Yes.
Baba jeva katonda ali waguwenyo
the most high
ababulire kubuli obulokozi
priest of salvation
ubabulirije
you listen to them
daimoni demon.
Got so strengthened at that point.
Those
senior demons which chase the juniors.
Era,
and
bakora business,
business in different churches.
And they bring
those which will come on the heads of people and the one which will chase them. The one which you chase is very strengthened. It drinks all the blood. It eats human hearts.
And
those ministers, they are very wild and they sacrifice.
Yonga ye
and it's one thing that we speak of the Most High God and he's not afraid of him. It's on the level of Satan himself. Yes.
Satan
in Isaiah
14
verse 9 up to 17
is
one who first spoke.
I will
be like the Most High. Those ones are near. These are seniors. They struck every blood in the hearts and the private parts.
Others,
they put people fellowship in synagogues of Satan. And it's you. You are, they drink blood from you.
Going
to hear the speaker of tongues. When you hear the wind blow upon you like that,
yet
they have come to suck blood. They suck you as you in your demons and you're in their tongues. But church. You can join up that well. Isaiah 14 verse 9 up to 17. You see Lucifer. He's ever spoken. I'm going to
sit
in the seat of the Most High. Demons speak that. It is a senior demon in rank. And it can chase the junior ones. Now it makes business in churches. They get the junior demons. When you begin, they go on to people and himself. Use the senior demon he has. He directs how it moves like that. Like, go here. Go.
All right.
How do you see?
Kumbe irimo ne gamba.
Yet the demon is in here. Speak to the other. Get out.
Dinu temwaji tegere.
Get out.
Go.
They beat them on the villages and the cities and they go into the
humans
and they beat them in their synagogues. Our Lord Jesus, that's why he says
in
Matthew chapter
12
and he says others used the senior demon. They are there. See, they chase demons.
Yes,
the way they chase them. The one they chase them, even the next day, he come back with the same demon. He said, what deal is this one now? Yet they are in deals. You get on them, you chase them, they give the offerings. And they say, power is here. And they go in deals. They send a new dreams. You want to know if the false prophets
is
where they cause you dream and you've gone there. You are a minister in there. You move. That man, they spoke a lot of if about him, but he's a truthful man. I dreamed him and I'm ministering from there. Yes. Thank you for dreaming.
But
where is the truth of the word that he speaks?
Matayo esula ya kuminabili olunyiriri olwa bili mwebili.
Matthew chapter 12 verse 22.
Awone bamuletera omuntu aliko daimoni ngazibya amaaso n'omumwa namuwonya.
Then was brought unto him one possessed with a demon, blind and dumb, and he healed him, so that the blind and dumb both spoke and saw. Verse
23.
And all the people were amazed and said, is not this the son of David? Verse 24.
Nebogera nti oyo tagoba daimoni. Wabula kuwa Beruzebuli omukulu wa daimoni.
But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow does not cast out demons, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the demons.
Olwabiri
mwetano. Verse 25.
Boyamanyo kulooza kwawe. Nabagamba nti, buli bwakabaka bwe bwawukana bwokana bwoka buzika. Na buli kibuga oba nyumba bweyawukana yokana yoka.
And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself, it's brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. Verse
26.
And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? Verse
27.
And if by Beelzebub cast out demons, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. Yes. He knew it.
That
those who cast demons, when they are using senior demons. Because in verse 28 he says, but if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come. It's come for you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now it is like this. There are people and they use senior demons. Their kingdom never lives long. Now let me show you. There are
many
ministers come plant ministries in Uganda. And it's appearing powerful in that season. It's so famous. In their season. When they go away, it never remains. Every day I've used demons which were attached specific on them. When they go away, their ministries never remain. Their presence alone, when miracles happen, this chief wizard, if he's not there, the demons, no one can draw them to work. One we had, he was here in Uganda. Yes.
Ntebe Road, where?
Somewhere there. Yes. Off Ntebe Road. What was the man?
Ezra.
And they did things.
Katonda where nyiga.
His God always get angered when they never served food. He brings the tongues of his children, they get out of the mouth. They begin to fall out of their mouth. You ask you God, your kingdom is not eating, drinking, you forget your scriptures.
And
we get angered over eatings. Eatings are they not stomach and stomach? You said you destroy them. Now you get angered, you sort over eatings. You know, God, you have to take him. He's not real. And you see all of them now. They are going to be powered them up, down, all of them.
Amen.
And you're going to see their ministries. They are like kingdoms where it is hereditary. They are for their sons. And you say, you, the Holy Spirit, is present here? Yet there is a demon there. They used to
get
demons chase the junior ones. They cannot live long. Whatever they plant powers down. And they are in a great terror at this moment. They want to plant their sons when it's early. One who planted the son left him in many problems. Here in Uganda. Are we there, brethren?
Yeah?
They are there. When we get back to the first John chapter 4, verse 5 and 6, anytime you say, the pastor said, God sent them, yet they preach things of the world, spirits they had that are of this world, not of heaven. They never came from heaven. Listen very well.
1
John chapter 4, verses 5. They are of the world, therefore they speak of the world, and the world hears them. Yes! They speak last of this world, the houses. For the spirits they have, Satan and his fallen angels, we are chased from heaven and didn't retain any place there. We don't give a spirit of the world, we give a spirit from heaven. And he judge people about heaven, even how they will enter as they commit righteousness.
They
began to broaden the understanding. The person preaching the world, the spirit which they have is of the world, and the spirit understand it. And you know that this is Lucifer, Satan's fallen angels. They preach the world to these people and look to religions. I wonder which slum they're into. Others, they seem to be
heaven,
yet they say you're going to first go in the ground. They say you first go in the ground. And then we see Lazarus taken to heaven.
Now
why first go in the ground? It's preaching the world. Others say heaven is dimension on this world. Little you enter there, still they preach the world.
Every
time I read Romans, Romans chapter 8, verse 16 and 17. It tells me like this. Let's come from verse 15 and to 16. Romans chapter
8,
verse
15.
You're not given, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption by which we cry, Abba, Father. Verse
16.
The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirits that we are children of God. Yes. The Spirit who came from God joined with our spirit, He said, you are children of God. Even your God is in heaven. First Corinthians chapter 2.
See,
after we received the Spirit who came from heaven, we speak things in the wisdom of God, not in the human wisdom. Praise Jesus much.
I'm
not going into detail of that, but the main thing has been this. In the 1 John chapter 4, see, they tell you the Spirit is in the church, but they preach things of the world, lusts of this world. You straight understand. Even though they confess Jesus, you tell them indeed He came, but He came down with truth. Preach to us truth. He came then with grace and truth. For Bible says, the word clothes the flesh. We saw Him as the Son, one begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Clothed flesh is never just clothed flesh. Write John chapter 1 verse 14. You will read it and see. Let's first go in the 1 John.
1
John chapter 4, verse 6.
Fetuli ba katunda. Ategera katunda tuulira fe. Atali wa katunda tatuulira. Kwecho kwa tutegerero moyo gwa mazima. No moyo gwa buchamu.
We are of God. He that knows God hears us. He that is not of God hears not us. But this we by this we know that spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Yes. The spirit of truth.
It confesses
Jesus appeared in the flesh.
But
when he appeared with truth.
And
comes, it is of truth. And the truth. It's of the Holy Scriptures. It cannot tell things of the world. Lusts of the world. For it knows well that things in this world, lusts of the eyes, lusts of the flesh, the pride of this life, they do not come from the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
these things you have to understand them. The conclusion of those is how discerning between the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Right there is where we have to begin from before we proceed on ahead on the teaching of demons. Praise Jesus much. For the spirit of error begins you gradually, you pervert, deviate from the spirit. Yes. It doesn't take you at speed. Slowly. Put in scriptures a few of them. Sure. Yes.
And it's
time that those who are erred in the spirit, just erred from the right spirit, you erred elsewhere. And you erred. According to how Isaiah says, Isaiah 29, verse 24, he says like this. Isaiah 29, verse
24.
They also that err in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine. Yes. The errant spirits. They deviate from spirit of truth. And they enter in the spirit of error. Spirit of error. Gradually, slowly. Sure. That's why I see you as a child of God. You must be very sober. And you see, you can discern. His light of knowledge pass through the word of God and reveal secrets, even the hidden things of Satan. Because you can err slowly. You know King Saul, when he was poured upon the Spirit, anointing the Spirit came upon him. He gradually errored slowly. When the spirit departed on him, the demon entered, came into his life. Even ministers I know in the entire world, they began in the rightful Holy Spirit. And the era, as Prophet Benny Hinn was. Yes. This is truth.
It
began with truth. He erred. After 20 years, I erred.
Come
back, have mercy on me. You can err in spirit.
The
spirit, you know, is upon your tongue. And he put that in
squats.
He begin to possess you then. You say now you. Others say I've upgraded in the spirit. Yet they are error. They are in error. The spirit of God speaking in our life all days. He never possesses any person. He does not use any person. You think you are possessed and you are all possessed. But the spirit of the living God, if he is to speak through us, is upon our tongue. He put there the words. You remain there normal. And you can control everything.
But
there are those who erred.
As
he feels he's no more there. And this is upgraded auto.
Jesus is
Jesus a tumbler.
bread.
So
they ate it slowly. If you still want to understand more of that, tomorrow come early. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.
Amen.